All right, once again, this is KJ Talk Radio with your host, Daryl Kim. You got Latoya, you got Elbert Jones Jr., and we got none other than Dante the Reeducator Moore and James Tanner in the background. Okay, how are y'all doing today?
Hey, I'm fine, Daryl. How you doing, man?
I'm good. What about you, baby girl? Mm-hmm. You guys had a wonderful weekend. I know I did.
Beautiful weather.
Okay, all right. You hope it's like this? I hope so too, man. I'm so tired of snow and winter. I'm just ready to move right forward into spring. And with spring, you know, go ahead. What you was gonna say?
You know, today is the first spring.
Today is the first day of spring. Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So you know, with spring comes love is in the air. You understand, huh? Oh, yeah, right. What are you talking about? Oh, my God. Oh, no. James, what's up, man? How was your weekend, man?
Hey, man, my weekend was great, man. You know, I spent a lot of time with my mom, man, you know, and we did a little walking, man. You know, we in Silver Spring, man. It's a beautiful look, man.
All right.
And, I really appreciate it, man, my time just hanging out with moms, man.
Okay, you got to do that. You know, that's the number one woman in your life, you know. Ma Deuce, you know, and then you come your daughters and your significant other, your wife or your girl, you know. Those are the important women in your life. So we're going to get it started. Dante, man, you cause, as you always do, a lot of friction. You caused a lot of friction. As a matter of fact, me and, a good friend of mine, we were listening to some of your repertoire. And I know that she's going to chime in at some point. I'm going to force her to do so, even though she's sitting over there giving me the stink eye. It's so good. And Latoya, you was hanging in there. Just like James said, there was a lot of hot grease popping. What you say? Isn't that what you said, James?
Popping hot grease, man.
Hey, Josie, you are definitely familiar with Dante and his rhetoric. What you got to say about this young man?
Well, you know, like, I know Dante, and, like, I didn't have an opportunity to listen to last week's show. I was moving about, and I didn't get a chance to go on to check it out, but I know it was a great job.
Okay. Well, we're going to go right into it. We're going to open up the doors, open up the floor, let Dante do his thing, let Latoya do her thing, you know. And for all callers, Latoya, you got that number to give the callers, sweetheart?
I do. They can call in on 1-888-815-9756. Anytime throughout the show.
All right. All right. That's great. That's a great look. Okay. So, Dante, let me ask you a question. Why are so many women clueless about men?
I'm going to start off by saying, you know, I wrote the book. I didn't write the book to degrade or demean women. I wrote the book to help them. This book is about men. It's about how we feel and what we think, and I'm just giving you the truth behind all that. Now, to answer your question, why do I think they're clueless?
Yes.
Because they do no research. A female does more research on a pair of shoes or an outfit than she does on how to get or keep a man. She has no idea what it takes or how to be a wife or how to be a good lover or, just companion to her husband or significant other. She needs to come down off her high horse, and I think this is mostly black women. She needs to come down off her high horse and, you know, take some advice and learn something. Once she learns that and how to be a wife and how to be a good mother, then she can proceed and, have a good time in her relationship.
Okay. Give me one second here. We're having a little audio difficulty. We're going to clear that up for a second, and then we're going to let Latoya ask Dante a question. Give me one second, y'all. We will return right quick with Dante the re-educator more on this episode, this show right here that you all know, the KJ Talk Radio.
All right. Right back at you.
Have you ever wanted to work in the presence of your own home? Well, today I would like to introduce to you Tim's Retail, a home-based mail-order company specializing in high-quality products and superior customer service. Provides an excellent opportunity to those interested in either supplementing or creating the most lucrative income, which holds unlimited growth potential for a small, one-time starter fee of $50. Anyone can immediately get it started in this exciting money-making opportunity, which allows you both the ease and the flexibility to work from the comfort of your own home at the hours of your own choice. Act now by taking advantage of this unlimited time offer to allow you to measure a financial security in this uncertain and troubling economy environment. Choose to solidify your financial future by becoming your own boss. Choose Jones Retail. For more information, contact us at 1-800-281-2718. And if the lines are busy, don't hesitate to email us at elberjones2959@comcast.net. You won't go wrong by Jones Retail.
Radio. We apologize for the slight audio problems we were having in the delay, but we're going to move right on into our conversation with Dante, the re-educator. Latoya, do you have some questions for this young lady?
I actually do. I think one of the biggest questions that I want to ask is, in your opinion, what do you think women can do to improve their chances of finding and keeping a good man?
Number one, check your attitude. That's the first thing you have to do when it comes to getting and keeping a good man. You have to check your attitude. Why in the world would you fight and argue and have any problems or any issues with a man that's taking care of you and trying to do his best? You know, whether that be socially, emotionally, or professionally taking care of you. You need to check your attitude at the door and try to figure out a way to maintain a good relationship with this man.
So do you think that's the reason why there's so many unmarried women?
Yes, I do think that that's the reason there's so many unmarried women. And we're talking about mostly black women. 70% of black women are unmarried as opposed to 48% of black men. Why do you think black men go out into these other races and have successful relationships? Because they don't have to deal with the BS that black women are spitting. What you have to understand is these women are brought up in a different way. They're brought up in a different culture. Black women, for some reason, think they need to be put on a pedestal or something, or the world owes them something. Nobody owes you shit. What you should understand is that a man is your highest commodity. That's your best commodity. Not your professionalism, not your job, not your business. If you want to have, if you want to have, like, longevity in your life, you want to have a good relationship, then you should value your man just as much as you value your professional life.
Hmm. Hey, man, Dante, you hitting hard, man.
He always does. And I think one of the things that I have to say I respect is that he is extremely compassionate about what he does, what he says. And I think that even though, you know, as a woman, I tend to disagree on a lot of things Dante say, I think that a lot of the stuff is built on facts and built on how our relationships are currently functioning. So I definitely encourage you to call in, because I know there's some women out there that are, like, burning up in their seats. Call in 1-888-815-9756 and ask Dante any questions that you may have. I actually want to know, Dante, with all of these relationship issues you think that black women are having, do you think it has anything to do with women and their sexuality, trading teams, going to the other side? And also, I also want to know, what are your thoughts on the gay marriage laws that were just passed in D.C.? Because that's a big, that's a relationship as well, even though it's same sex.
We got James, you got to chime in on that too.
Well, your first question was what, jumping to the other team, meaning like having a lesbian relationship with females? Well, I mean, that's life. That's what happens. If you think the female can take better care of you than the man, then do your thing. You know what I mean? I don't have no problem with you going over to the other side and you doing that, but don't blame it on the man.
Okay.
Don't say it's our fault that you had an issue with this dude, so now I'm going to jump teams. No, you always wanted to do that. You know what I'm saying? You always had that issue in your heart. You just found a reason. You know what I'm saying? It's not the man's fault. But to answer your second question about gay marriage, as you know, I don't agree with gay marriage at all. I don't understand how in the world that got mixed up with marriage in the first place. I mean, no religion that I've studied, Christianity, Islam, Buddhism, anything, looks at homosexuality in a good way. So you would have no marriage whatsoever if it wasn't for religion. So why in the world would homosexuals now want to take the word marriage and, like, pervert it to the thing that they want to do? I don't understand that at all. And for people to say homosexuality is not wrong, I'm not coming from a religious standpoint because, you know, I don't do that. I'm not really the religious dude. I do study. But just let's just come from nature. Let's just start from nature at all. Nothing in nature is homosexual or makes itself to the point where it cannot keep on existing. Homosexuality, once you have sex with a man or whatever, or woman on woman or whatever, you cannot reproduce. This is the main reason for sex in the first place. You can't reproduce. So how long does that homosexual person or that couple last? One generation. That's it. So I don't think nature at all produces that. I think that's a human choice, and I think that's wrong for them to try to push their way into the religion of marriage. I'm fine if you don't want to be involved in that religion or anything like that, but you shouldn't try to force your way into something like that that does not involve you at all.
So for the people out there that think that your views are mixed and that your views are kind of one-sided and closed-minded, what do you have to say to them as far as the gay marriage laws go, as well as relationships in general?
Well, I guess for the people to say that I'm one-sided or whatever, I mean, I am speaking from one side. I'm speaking from the man's side. This is what I know. This is what I'm familiar with, and this is what I'm telling you about. I'm not trying to, speak for two people or trying to give you both sides of the issue. I'm giving you the facts on what men think, and that's it. If you have any issues with that, then just come to me, you know. You got the phone number. If you got the balls or the clit, you know, call that joint and see what you got to say. Because I've already researched this. I've already gone over literature, religion, statistics when it comes to marriage and all that type of stuff. So all I'm doing is speaking the truth. I rarely pull stuff out of thin air. Anything that I'm saying to you or I'm talking about, I've already researched and done. I'm just reiterating it.
And again, the phone number is
Re-education of the female. They can find that in any bookstore. Amazon.com is probably the best place to go on. You can also go on my website at the reeducation.com. If you want to hit me up on email, it's the reeducator@yahoo.com.
Educator, his novel, Zane Presents, The Reeducation of the Female, we interviewed him for the second time because you demanded it. Dante Moore, the educator on KJ Talk Radio.
World of Plenty Retailers is your number one stop for the most reasonable prices you'll find anywhere. With the name brand items and user-friendly service, World of Plenty Retailers looks to provide its customers with only the best in contemporary retail products and pleasant customer attention. Here at World of Plenty Retail, you will feel like one of the family. World of Plenty Retailers is located at the G&M Flea Market at 7782 Marlboro Pike, Forestville, Maryland. Hours of operation are Thursday, 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sundays, 1:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. World of Plenty Retailers. We treat our customers like family.
Now, Dante, I'm going to go with you. I want you to tell us about you and what you do.
On the weekends, I'm not going to be there because I got another girl on the side. Yes, I'm working late every night. You know, the only time I come over your house is to hit, and I'm bouncing.
So you would agree that that's tricking, right?
If that's what you want to call it, cool.
So, but why? Like, you not man enough to have sex and be content with, you got to have 10 women? Why you can't have one? Why you can't have two?
I don't get it. I get it. I'm gonna get as much as I possibly can. It's not about. It's just like you get money. You know what I'm saying?
To me, that's dumb though. You're tricking all your money away. So who's the smart one?
No. Don't think for a second that the dude is going broke. You know what I'm saying? All men have a budget for women. You know what I'm saying? All men set aside saying, I'm gonna spend 20 on this chick. This chick is worth 50. This chick is worth such and such. You ain't gonna never find no dude to be like, you know what? I'm just stone cold broke. Yes, he gonna tell you that he's broke because he ain't spending no more money on you. Yes, but he has money for himself to spend or to go out and get another chick with that dough. But no, he's not gonna spend that extra 20 or that extra 40 on you. But believe me, he has money.
Let me interject one second.
Okay, speaking of tricking, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, I'm not going to say this to, you know, disrespect any lady or anybody, right? But
I will.
It is a saying that when a man marry a woman, she's a bored hoe.
Right.
That's what I heard. I've heard that, you know, when, a man marry a woman, again, it was said, and this was said by older men, that said, your wife, she's a bored hoe, because, you know, I'm going to make sure I pay that mortgage. Listen to what I'm saying now. It ain't me saying this. I'm just asking Dante. He's the, you know, professional at the re-education of a woman. I totally agree with that. The man is supposed to make sure, the husband is going to make sure that mortgage is paid and paid for the next 30 years.
Right.
He's going to pay those car notes.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to make sure that light and that electric stay on.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you got short range tricking and you got long range tricking. I think 30 year plan is the long range tricking. Personally.
My fault.
Don't, Dante. This is your expertise, man. You go ahead, man, and you tell us what's going on, though.
Nah, man, I totally agree with that, man. I got a chapter in my book called Indirect Prostitution, which basically states that, you know, if you're using sex or sexual innuendo and you're getting paid off of it, basically you're a prostitute indirectly. You know, and a lot of women out here, they're saying, oh, I got this dude to marry me. I got this dude to spend this amount of money on me. I got this dude to do this and do that, not knowing that you're just basically prostituting yourself. That's what prostitutes do. You spend. They get your money for spending time with you and having sex. You know, that's what a prostitute does. And what you said about the bought hoe, I mean, like you said, you got short range and then you got long range. It's just the one that you qualify for, basically.
Okay, so I need some lady somewhere to call in and tell me what she think about this long-term and short-term boot hoes, because I'm over here about to shit bricks for real. So please call in 888-815-9756. I need somebody to have my back. Like, I just can't even go in on this because they are so heavy. The steam is coming out of my ears and I cannot control it. Please call in 888-815-9756. And let's talk about this bullhole situation. Dante,
yes.
I really, really, really want to know how long you have been re-educating women. I'm so curious.
I would probably say, yes. I say that I've been re-educating women probably for about 9 years now. I would say 9 or 10 years. You know, when I started the book or whatever, I was getting a lot of interest from my female family and friends, basically asking me the same question when it comes to men. And basically, I just broke it down for them, you know, in several emails and talking to them about different situations and trying to tell them basically about how to get and keep a man. And one of them actually suggested I should put it in the book. And that's basically how the re-education of the female started. I was actually giving out advice before this, honest, upfront advice. I still to this day have my female friends and colleagues asking me for advice when it comes to men.
If you have not heard, we're talking with Dante, the re-educator. Please go out and get his book. We're going to go to a short break, and then when we come back, we'll give you the locations and places you can purchase his book. So we'll be back.
Pump Up Your Book Promotion proudly presents Daryl King's urban thriller, Mo Duty. It has been long said that the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Darfuski Island is a bustling gateway for the illicit narcotic trade coming into Savannah. There is money to be made and territories to be defended. Yet within the chaos, there is a balance of power. Whiskey Battle is a streetwise hustler with the right connections. He knows what he needs to know to safely navigate the eddies of the island's rising drug trade. Police Chief Mickey O'Malley has a reputation for enforcing his own code of laws. His cavalier one-size-fits-all sense of justice is applied equally no matter how minor the infraction. Punk kids tagging vacant buildings are penalized no differently than the drug dealers who sell millions of dollars of coke. O'Malley's arrival threatens the profits and borders of all the street gangs, forcing enemies to suspend grudges and sign temporary peace treaties. Will the alliances between the bosses and the thugs, with the help of the rogue cops, bring a permanent end to the meddlesome police chief? Or will O'Malley use blood feuds to enforce his personal vision of justice? Mo Duty is available through all fine bookstores and online through Amazon.com. Pump Up Your Book Promotion is a full-service public relations firm that specializes in online book promotion.
On the line. Carla, are you there? Please tell me you're here to defend me. Help me out. Carla, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Hi, Carla.
I really don't know.
You?
What was it that you were talking about?
Well, I really want you to tell me what you think about the comment that was made, long-term and short-term bought hoes. It was said that when you get married, you're just a purchased hoe, and that's for the long term. I want to know what you think about that, because I have Dante on the line and Mr. James Sanders, who seem to agree with that comment.
When you get married, you're a long-time hoe.
You're a long-term hoe. You're a boy.
Long-term hoe?
Yeah, you're a purchased hoe. Were you listening at all?
Excuse me, I'm just coming in on the tail end of this.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, get your mind right.
Excuse me?
Get your mind right. If you don't have any interest on the show or you're not listening, they ain't coming at the last minute, somebody has to reiterate the question. What you got to say?
Well, I don't know what you mean by long-term hoe.
Oh, my God.
Carla, you have to get his ass. He thinks that when you get married, you're just a purchase hoe. Like, you were a chick.
He doesn't have respect for women. That's what it sounds like to me.
What does it sound like to you?
It sounds like he doesn't have any respect for women.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear the beginning of the show when I actually explained that I did not write the book to demean or disrespect women? Were you listening to that at all, or you just coming in on the end of everything? You didn't really hear any of the conversation that we were having?
I am just coming in on the tail end, but I don't like the comment that, you know, you made in reference to a woman being a long-term hoe once she's married.
So tell her about yourself, Dante.
I told you what I think about women. Women are, we are prized, and
you're
if
a prize?
Man can't cherish us, yes, we're the prize, not you.
How you figure?
Because that's what we are.
I mean, explain that to me. I want to understand how you
earth,
feel that you're the prize.
Because we are. We're the one who holds it down. We're the one. We're the backbone in the relationship, not the man.
Really? You are the backbone of the relationship?
Yes, we are.
Who
it
told
takes
you
a strong
this?
Woman to make a good man. And obviously you haven't come across a strong woman. That's why you're still thinking like that.
I come across strong women all the time, and they are not the backbone of the relationship at all.
Well, maybe
you know what I'm saying?
Not
at all.
Okay.
If you don't feel
it
that your
like
man
you're not even ready
is the power base of the relationship, you got your relationship wrong off the top.
Mm-hmm. Dante,
that
I don't
just,
even
that,
think
that
you know what a relationship really is. You don't have respect for women.
I don't have any respect for women. Why did I write
that's
the book?
That's what then? It sounds like. Your thinking is just really shallow.
I'm teaching women about men.
You can't
so
teach a woman
I
about
have
a man.
Respect for him? If I didn't have respect for him, I wouldn't have said anything. I would have let him go on and acting silly and getting into these bad relationships. I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that, you know, speaks good of you is not your friend.
Yeah, you're right about that.
So when you say you are the backbone of the relationship, I don't understand that at all. The man is the power
well,
base of the relationship.
It,
and you must respect that as a woman to help your man. You know what I'm saying? You
it,
don't come
you,
in a relationship thinking that you're the backbone
of it. It takes two.
It takes two for what?
It takes two, not just the woman helping the man. The man has to help the woman also.
I totally agree with that. But you said that the female is the backbone of the relationship, meaning that the man
is
sitting there, to me,
because
how you're speaking of it, the
one.
Man is sitting there spineless.
Well, basically.
Come on. What dudes are you dealing with? I don't know no dudes like that. You know, I don't
oh,
know
I
no
mean,
spineless dudes. The dudes that I know, you know, are... that's in their relationships, are on top of the relationship, and they're handling their business professionally, socially, and emotionally. If you're dealing with somebody that's spineless, you don't need to be in that relationship.
Well, you're right about
yeah,
that.
Dante, can I interject 1 second?
Oh, go ahead, brother.
Well, I just want to say, you know, not to down the sister anything, you know, I got respect, you know, for, you know, women, period. But, see, that's the problem. See, a lot of women talk and they don't listen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't understand. Right there from, you know, from the beginning, it's like a lot of women had a misconception of they supposed to, you know, be the backbone. You know,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's like I think that when we were kings in Africa, the man pretty much was the ruler. He was the one that told the queen, you know, what needed to be done. She knew where her space was, and she knew exactly what to do. It
exactly.
wasn't, you know, when we came over here to America, you know, think that a lot of things got confused. It's like,
mm-hmm.
you know, now it's like if you notice, like, men, we really not making the money that we used to make back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And it's like, mm-hmm. you know, the black woman now, she makes a bit more money than we do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they kind of like get confused now with what's in their pocket instead of, you know, what values they're supposed to have at heart. You see
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that'd be the problem.
So, yeah. Carla, how do you feel about the comment James just made about the misconception and the values?
How do I feel about the misconception of the values?
Yeah, the comment that James just made.
I mean, yeah, he's right to a certain extent, you know, but I'm just going to stick with what I believe, that we as women, we are the backbone in the relationship. We're there. We support the man. We are the one who makes the man.
Okay, so we have another quote on the line as well with James and Carla. We have a young lady by the name of India. Hi, India. India, are you there? We may have lost her. Okay, Carla, you can continue.
I think she got scared.
Oh, you think she got scared?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
She couldn't handle you.
Exactly. She got too close and then just hung up.
Come
right
India.
There.
Come back. Don't get scared. I got your back.
That prepaid phone service just ended. Basically.
Oh my God.
That's what that was. That's your backbone right there. That's that prepaid glorified secretary. You know what I'm saying? That glorified secretary salary that you making could hold all those minutes, could it?
Carla, should I fight him now or later?
Go ahead and fight him now.
I'm gonna fight him now. I don't want to cause that confusion on the line.
Look, I'm just telling the truth here, and I just want to just back up what Jane said. I mean, you're absolutely right, man. When it comes to this society or whatever, it's the value system that women have. But I also want to tell you something about men and men in general, and also myself. If I'm broke, downtrodden, without any money, living in a cardboard box, and I have a female and she has a home, that home is mine. I am the ruler of that house. I am the one that protects that house. I don't care whose name is on the mortgage. And all men in that position should feel like that, because it's not about how much you make, how much you bring home, how much you bring to the relationship. You don't rule anything, because 3 o'clock in the morning, when you hear that window breaking and you hear somebody stepping in the house on that broken glass and they walking up those steps, who's going to go down there and solve that issue? That is the ruler of the house.
Yeah, I agree with you on that 100%.
Yeah. Do you really, Carla?
I like that. I do like what you said right there.
Mm-hmm.
And why is it that you agree with him, Carla?
Well, because I'm in a situation like that. Like, I'm the one, I have the house, and I was in a relationship, but I guess the guy, he really couldn't deal with the fact that it's my house, you know. And I know I messed up or whatever, but then I tried to, you know, make it right, and it just, you know. So I understand what he's saying, because I didn't understand it at first when it was happening to me, but now I do. So
why do you say that you messed up? Is it that you was trying to be the authority figure?
If it wasn't my way, I always made it, you know, like, this is my house. This is my house, you know. But I had to grow from that, you know, and where if a man is going to step up and help me, then it will be our house. So you are right about that, Dante.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Dante, you got Carla agreeing with you. She was.
Everybody should agree with me. I mean, I don't know why anybody disagree with me. All I'm doing is telling the truth. You know what I'm saying? What people don't like is my delivery. You know what I'm saying? Because I put it in your face. I put it out there, and I don't have no cut card with it. This is what I believe. This is what other men believe. Well, I don't want to say all men, but this is what a lot of men believe. And when you're not in the situation and you're behind closed doors, believe me, the conversations that men have about women is a lot worse than this right here.
Okay, James, do you want to chime in?
Now, I just want to say one thing. We need more men like Dante and myself to stand up and mean what they say and say what they mean. See, a lot of these dudes, you know, talk all that razzle-dazzle when they're around us in the barbershop, but when they go home, you know what I mean, they like the little cat, you know what I mean, that run around in the house that don't say nothing. You know what I mean?
Right,
and it's like, really, that confused the women, because most women today, you know, they deal with a lot of these powder puff, you know, type dudes. And then when they get a real man like us that's going to stand up, like you say, Dante, they ready to call the police, child support, and everybody. Hey, right? Where you come from? I ain't
know how to handle it
for the last 10 men. You know what I mean? So you got, you know, all different kinds of guys, you know, that they begging for, you know, the goodies. And they just, you know, break down. You know what I mean? Like, no manhood at all. I mean, and you know, it'd be like women just take all us men to be the same way.
Right.
Well, when we come back from a break, we're going to give the men and the ladies some advice, both from Dante and James. And I want anybody who has questions to call in to 888-815-9756. We'll be right back.
G&M Flea Market is Forestville, Maryland's best-kept secret, with a wide array of vendors and numerous retail products ranging from best-selling novels, name-brand appliances, and designer fashionware to delicious snacks and refreshing drinks prepared cold or hot for your enjoyment. G&M Flea Market is proud to provide its customers with not only a diverse, exciting shopping environment, but some of the most reasonable prices anywhere in Prince George's County, Maryland. Located at 7782 Marlboro Pike, Forestville, Maryland, G&M Flea Market operates at Thursdays, 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., Fridays, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sundays, 1:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Visit G&M Flea Market today.
Have you ever wanted to work in the presence of your own home? Well, today I would like to introduce to you Tim's Retail, a home-based mail-order company specializing in high-quality products and superior customer service. Provides an excellent opportunity to those interested in either supplementing or creating the most lucrative income, which holds unlimited growth potential for a small, one-time starter fee of $50. Anyone can immediately get it started in this exciting money-making opportunity, which allows you both the ease and the flexibility to work from the comfort of your own home at the hours of your own choice. Act now by taking advantage of this unlimited time offer to allow you to measure of financial security in this uncertain and troubling economy environment. Choose to solidify your financial future by becoming your own boss. Choose Jones Retail. For more information, contact us at 1-800-281-2718. And if the lines are busy, don't hesitate to email us at elberjones2959@comcast.net. You won't go wrong by Jones Retail.
Welcome back to K&J Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Toya, and I'm here with Dante, the re-educator, as well as Mr. James Tanner. He's our special guest. He was here with us last week, but I want you to get a little bit more familiar. James, tell them about yourself. You're known in the DMV, so we want to know more.
Okay. Well, I am, again, the author of the book, Diary of a Thug. I also did a film. I wrote the script and produced the film Temporary Dreams that was loosely based on Rafael Edmonds. Pretty much I'm just an independent publisher who pretty much published my own books and shoot my own films in the DMV, and sometimes I look for new talent. New people to act in some of my films, and I look for other people now to publish their work.
He is being extremely modest. He's a great film producer. He's a great publisher, and I want you to tell people how to get in touch with you, because I think that there's a lot of extremely good talent in the D.C. metro area. They're just hooking up with the wrong people. So how can they get in touch with you?
Oh, well, they can either reach me by email, and I don't have a problem with even giving my number out. You could call me at 202-367-7550. That's my cell number. Or you can email me at parkbenchentertainment@yahoo.com. You can Facebook me. I think I'm my address is, I think it's facebook.com/James, Big Money James. That's Big Money James, and you can also hit me on, MySpace, myspace.com/JamesTanner1966. I have a website going up in about a couple of weeks, so.
Oh, wonderful. Anybody who's out there who's extremely serious about getting their works published or getting their break into films, please contact James. He's a great person to work with, and he'll definitely steer your career in the right direction. So I encourage you to contact him. Back to you, Mr. Dante.
Yes.
I just don't have the energy today to start fires with your ass. But I will say that half of the things you say, I really do agree with. Half the things you say, I want to fight you for. But I really want people to understand where you're coming from. So to follow you and your work, what do you have coming up next? How are you out and about with your book that you currently have?
Right now, I do have a follow-up to the Reeducation of the Female. I'm working on that one. Basically, I might do something where I teach males about women, you know what I mean? And I have several scripts that I'm trying to write, maybe like a movie that I could work with James with, you know, to put out here so I can explain the situation that's going on in this area and other areas between African-American men and women and their relationships.
Sure. Dante, what's up, man?
Hey, what's happening, man?
Hey, man, always a pleasure, man, to sit back and educate me, too. I mean, hey, you know, I have my ways and I have my laws when it comes down to dealing with the female, man. And I see it's king amongst kings. When we come around, it's king amongst kings, believe me. So, you know, I just, you know, I pretty much... I'm inclined to agree with some of the things you say. I think you might need to touch on, for the ladies, a lot of them get the sexual relationship confused with wanting more out of a man. Can you let these women know that if it's just sex, then that's what it is. Don't expect no more from me or any of these other men. If you know, if a female choose that title, okay, well, you know, it ain't nothing more than sex, and continue to claim somebody as their man, let these women know how wrong, you know, their thinking is. Just let them know, man.
You're absolutely right, man. It's a lot of times out here when... you have a lot of women that think that they get a lot of interest from men, that they're a good woman or something like that, not knowing that most of the time the man is just after sex from them. They have to decipher, you know, which ones are just there for the sex and some of them are there for more. But a lot of them look at it as like, you know what, men come up to me all the time, so, you know, I know I'm a good woman. I you know, I know I get a lot of attention from men, but you're absolutely wrong. The dude's just in it for one thing. He probably saw you at the club or something with your whack outfit and your horrible weave that you had in your head and said, look, I can get this one tonight, so let me play my cards. You know what I'm saying? And you think, man, he's coming at you trying to wife you up, and that's in no way, you know, correct. You know, you have to say, look, I have a man that's, you know, at my job or something that's keep trying to take me out, and he's showing interest, and it's not just Monday, but it's all through the week, you know what I'm saying? Because if you go out on a Saturday and the dude wants to take you to the pancake house or something like that, and he don't call you on Sunday, obviously his interest was one thing. And they take that as a dude, I guess, trying to show, you know, interest in them, or you know, trying to, you know, be in a long term relationship with them, and that's just not the case.
Right, and I'm saying that I got one other thing I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've talked to several women that, for some reason, think that men from other countries are better than American men. Now,
right.
I have one female say, Jamaican men, they treat you fine. It's these American men ain't right, and this and that, this and that. And I say, yeah, but the thing about it is the Jamaican dude, he uses money to work his way in your house, and he'll have 10 women and 10 kids, you know, on the side, and he'll have you with your dumb self locked in thinking you working, you know, you got you a good man, and you don't really have nothing. You better look out and make sure you don't have eight.
I mean, you're absolutely right, man. You're hitting the nail on the head. You know, a lot of these dudes out here, when you have multiple women, they use money as a form to keep your mouth shut. You know, mm-hmm. the only reason they spend their money on you so you won't leave the relationship. You, mm-hmm. deep down inside, know what's going on. Oh, he bought you a ring, he bought you this, or he bought you that. Yeah, he bought that for you, but he bought that for 10 other chicks. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you got the dude out here that's not going to buy you anything, but is showing general, genuine interest. You know, and that's mm-hmm. that's the one that you're, you know, that you're kicking to the curb or you're pushing to the side. You need to really reevaluate your, you know, what you want in a man before you step out there and say, I just want to do with money, or I want to do that's going to take care of me, because you can find that anywhere. That don't mean he's going to be a good man.
But let me chime in. What do you think keeps these dudes that's willing to, I call it tricking, and it's tricking if you got it, it's tricking any way around the world you look at it. What do you think keeps these men that are willing to spend money on women, whether it's to keep our mouth shut or not, what do you think keeps them around? Why are you spending money on 10 different women?
Sex. You know what I'm saying? Okay. That's it. You're giving out sex. There's no dudes to spending money. You might find a dude out here, maybe one in a million, that's spending money and not getting nothing out of it. But any smart dude, especially in this area where it's like 7 to 1, women to men, he's spending money because he's getting sex on a constant basis. This money right here is to shut you up. Yes, I'm going to take you to Applebee's. Yes, I'm going to buy you that little cheap bracelet that you want. But yeah, just know that on Christmas, I'm not going to be there. On the weekends, I'm not going to be there because I got another girl on the side. Yes, I'm working late every night. You know, the only time I come over to your house is to hit, and I'm bouncing.
So you would agree that that's tricking, right?
If that's what you want to call it, cool.
So, but why? Like, you not man enough to have sex and be content with, you got to have 10 women? Why you can't have one? Why you can't have two?
I get it. I'm going to get as much as I possibly can. It's just like people get money. You know what
I'm saying? To me, that's dumb, though. You're tricking all your money away. So who's the smart one?
No. Don't think for a second that the dude is going broke. You know what I'm saying? All men have a budget for women. You know what I'm saying? All men set aside saying, I'm going to spend 20 on this chick. This chick is worth 50. This chick is worth such and such. You ain't going to never find no dude to be like, you know what? I'm just stone cold broke. Yes, he's going to tell you that he's broke because he ain't spending no more money on you. Yes, but he has money for himself to spend or to go out and get another chick with that dough. But no, he's not going to spend that extra 20 or that extra 40 on you. But believe me, he has money.
So you think
okay, let me ask. Let me interject one second. Okay, speaking of tricking, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, I'm not going to say this to, you know, disrespect any lady or anybody, right? But
I will.
It is a saying that when a man marry a woman, she's a bought hoe.
Right.
That's what I heard. I mean, I've heard that, you know, when, a man marry a woman, again, it was said, and this was said by older men, that said, your wife, she's a bought hoe because, you know, I'm going to make sure I pay that mortgage. Listen to what I'm saying now. It ain't me saying this. I'm just asking Dante. He's the, you know, professional at the re-education of a woman. I totally agree with that. The man is supposed to make sure, the husband is going to make sure that mortgage is paid and paid for the next 30 years.
Right.
He's going to pay those car notes.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to make sure that light and that electric stay on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hey, you got short range tricking and you got long range tricking. I think 30 year plan is the long range tricking. Personally. hey, you know, my fault. Don't. Dante, you know, this is your expertise, man. You go ahead, man, and you tell us what's going on, though.
Nah, man, I totally agree with that, man. I got a chapter in my book called Indirect Prostitution, which basically states that, you know, if you're using sex or sexual innuendo and you're getting paid off of it, basically you're a prostitute indirectly. You know, and a lot of women out here, they're saying, oh, I got this dude to marry me. I got this dude to spend this amount of money on me. I got this dude to do this and do that, not knowing that you're just basically prostituting yourself. That's what prostitutes do. You spend they get your money for spending time with you and having sex. You know, that's what a prostitute does. And what you said about the bought hoe, I mean, like you said, you got short range and then you got long range. It's just the one that you qualify for, basically.
Okay, so I need some lady somewhere to call in and tell me what she think about this long-term and short-term bought hoes, because I'm over here about to shit bricks for real. So please call in 888-815-9756. I need somebody to have my back. Like, I just can't even go in on this because they are so heavy. The steam is coming out of my ears, and I cannot control it. Please call in 888-815-9756. And let's talk about this bull hoe situation. Dante,
yes.
I really, really, really want to know how long you have been re-educating women. I'm so curious.
I would probably say, yes. I say that I've been re-educating women probably for about 9 years now, I would say, 9 or 10 years. You know, when I started the book or whatever, I was getting a lot of interest from my female family and friends, basically asking me the same question when it comes to men. And basically, I just broke it down for them, you know, in several emails and talking to them about different situations and trying to tell them basically about how to get and keep a man. And one of them actually suggested I should put it in the book. And that's basically how the re-education of the female started. I was actually giving out advice before this, honest, upfront advice. I still to this day have my female friends and colleagues asking me for advice when it comes to men.
If you have not heard, we're talking with Dante, the re-educator. Please go out and get his book. We're going to go to a short break, and then when we come back, we'll give you the locations and places you can purchase his book. So we'll be back.
G&M Flea Market is Forestville, Maryland's best-kept secret, with a wide array of vendors and numerous retail products ranging from best-selling novels, name-brand appliances, and designer fashionware to delicious snacks and refreshing drinks prepared cold or hot for your enjoyment. G&M Flea Market is proud to provide its customers with not only a diverse, exciting shopping environment, but some of the most reasonable prices anywhere in Prince George's County, Maryland. Located at 7782 Marlboro Pike, Forestville, Maryland, G&M Flea Market operates at Thursdays, 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., Fridays, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sundays, 1:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Visit G&M Flea Market today.
Have a caller on the line. Carla, are you there? Please tell me you're here to defend me. Help me out. Carla, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Hi, Carla.
I really don't know.
You?
What was it that you were talking about?
Well, I really want you to tell me what you think about the comment that was made, long-term and short-term bought hoes. It was said that when you get married, you're just a purchased hoe. And that's for the long term. I want to know what you think about that, because I have Dante on the line and Mr. James Tanner, who seem to agree with that comment.
When you get married, you're a long-time hoe.
You're a long-term hoe. You're a boy.
Long-term hoe?
Yeah, you're a purchased hoe. Were you listening at all?
Excuse me, I'm just coming in on the tail end of this.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, get your mind right.
Excuse me? Look,
you
like
heard me?
Right. Long
Get your
term.
Mind
what
right.
Do you mean
if you don't have any interest on the show or you're not listening, they ain't coming at the last minute, somebody has to reiterate the question. What you got to say?
Well, I don't know what you mean by long-term hoe.
Oh, my God.
Carla, you have to get his ass. He thinks that when you get married, you're just a purchased hoe. Like, you were,
but he doesn't have respect for women. That's what it sounds like to me.
What does it sound like to you?
It sounds like he doesn't have any respect for women.
Did you hear the beginning of the show when I actually explained that I did not write the book to demean or disrespect women? Were you listening to that at all, or you just coming in on the end of everything? You didn't really hear any of the conversation that we were having.
I am just coming in on the tail end, but I don't like the comment that, you know, you made in reference to a woman being a long-term hoe once she's married.
So tell her about yourself, don't
you? I told you what I think about women. Women are, we are prized. And
if
a man can't cherish us, yes, we are the prize, not you.
How you figure?
Because that's what we are.
I mean, explain that to me. I want to understand how you feel that you're the prize.
Because we are. We're the one who holds it down. We're the one. We're the backbone in the relationship, not the man.
Really? You are the backbone of the relationship?
Yes, we are.
Who
told
you this?
It takes a strong woman to make a good man. And obviously you haven't come across a strong woman. That's why you're still thinking like that.
I come across strong women all the time, and they are not the backbone of the relationship at all.
Well, maybe
you know what I'm saying? At all. If you don't feel that your man
is
the power base of the relationship, you got your relationship wrong off the top.
That just doesn't
make any sense.
A relationship really is. You don't have respect for women.
I don't have any respect for women. Why did I write
the
book?
That's what it sounds like. Your thinking is just really shallow.
I'm teaching women about men.
You can't teach a woman about a man.
So how would I have any respect for him? If I didn't have respect for him, I wouldn't have said anything. I would have let him go on and acting silly and getting into these bad relationships. I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that, you know, speaks good of you is not your friend.
Yeah, you're right about that.
So when you say you are the backbone of the relationship, I don't understand that at all. The man is the power base of the relationship, and you must respect that as a woman to help your man. You know what I'm saying? You don't come in a relationship thinking that you're the backbone of the
relationship. It takes two.
It takes two for what?
It takes two, not just the woman helping the man has to help the woman also.
I totally agree with that. But you said that the female is the backbone of the relationship, meaning that the man is sitting there, to me,
because
you're speaking of it, the man
one.
Is sitting there spineless.
Well, basically.
Come on. What dudes are you dealing with? I don't know no dudes like that. You know, I don't know spineless dudes. The dudes that I know, you know, are that's in their relationships, are on top of the relationship, and they're handling their business professionally, socially, and emotionally. If you're dealing with somebody that's spineless, you don't need to be in that relationship.
Well, you're right about that.
Dante, can I interject 1 second?
Oh, go ahead, brother.
Well, I just want to say, you know, not to down the sister or anything, you know, I got respect, you know, for, you know, women, period. But, see, that's the problem. See, a lot of women talk and they don't listen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't understand. Right there from, you know, from the beginning, it's like a lot of women had a misconception of they supposed to, you know, be the backbone. You know,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's like I think that when we were kings in Africa, the man pretty much was the ruler. He was the one that told the queen, you know, what needed to be done. She knew where her space was, and she knew exactly what to do.
Exactly.
It wasn't, you know, when we came over here to America, you know, think that a lot of things got confused. It's like,
mm-hmm.
you know, now it's like if you notice, like, men, we really not making the money that we used to make back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And it's like, mm-hmm. you know, the black woman now, she makes a bit more money than we do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they kind of like get confused now with what's in their pocket instead of, you know, what values they're supposed to have at heart. You see
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that'd be the problem.
So,
yeah.
Carla, how do you feel about the comment James just made about the misconception and the values?
How do I feel about the misconception of the values?
Yeah. The comment that James just made.
I mean, yeah, he's right to a certain extent, you know, but I'm just going to stick with what I believe, that we as women, we are the backbone in the relationship. We're there. We support the man. We are the one who makes the man.
Okay, so we
have
another
call
on the line as well with James and Carla. We have a young lady by the name of India. Hi, India. India, are you there? We may have lost her. Okay, Carla, you can continue.
I think she got scared.
Oh, you think she got scared?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
She couldn't handle you.
Exactly. She got too close and then just hung up.
Come
right
on,
right
India.
There.
Come back. Don't be scared. I got your back.
No, or that prepaid phone service just ended. Basically.
Oh my God.
That's what that was. That's your backbone right there. That's that prepaid glorified secretary. You know what I'm saying? That glorified secretary salary that you making could hold all those minutes, could it?
Should I fight him now or later?
Go ahead and fight him now.
I'm gonna fight him now. I don't want to cause that confusion or the lie.
Look, I'm just telling the truth here, and I just want to just back up what Jane said. I mean, you're absolutely right, man. When it comes to this society or whatever, it's the value system that women have. But I also want to tell you something about men and men in general, and also myself. If I'm broke, downtrodden, without any money, living in a cardboard box, and I have a female and she has a home, that home is mine. I am the ruler of that house. I am the one that protects that house. I don't care whose name is on the mortgage. And all men in that position should feel like that, because it's not about how much you make, how much you bring home, how much you bring to the relationship. You don't rule anything, because 3 o'clock in the morning, when you hear that window breaking and you hear somebody stepping in the house on that broken glass and they walking up those steps, who's going to go down there and solve that issue? That is the ruler of the house.
Yeah, I agree with you on that 100%.
Yeah. Do you really, Carla?
I like that. I do like what you said right there.
Mm-hmm.
And why is it that you agree with him, Carla?
Because I'm in a situation like that. Like, I'm the one who, I have the house, and I was in a relationship, but I guess the guy, he really couldn't deal with the fact that it's my house, you know. And I know I messed up or whatever, but then I tried to, you know, make it right, and it just, you know. So I understand what he's saying, because I didn't understand it at first when it was happening to me, but now I do. So
why do you say that you messed up? Is it that you was trying to be the authority figure?
You know, if it wasn't my way, I always made it, you know, like, this is my house. This is my house, you know. But I had to grow from that, you know, and where if a man is going to step up and help me, then it will be our house. So you are right about that, Dante.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Dante, you got Carla agreeing with you. She was.
Everybody should agree with me. I mean, I don't know why anybody disagree with me. All I'm doing is telling the truth. You
know
what I'm saying? What people don't like is my delivery. You know what I'm saying? Because I put it in your face. I put it out there, and I don't have no cut card with it. This is what I believe. This is what other men believe. Well, I don't want to say all men, but this is what a lot of men believe. And when you're not in the situation and you're behind closed doors, believe me, the conversations that men have about women is a lot worse than this right here.
Okay. James, do you want to chime in?
No, I just want to say one thing. We need more men like Dante and myself to stand up and mean what they say and say what they mean. See, a lot of these dudes, you know, will talk all that razzle-dazzle when they're around us in the barbershop, but when they go home, you know what I mean, they like the little cat, you know what I mean, that run around in the house that don't say nothing. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's like, really, that confused the women, because most women today, you know, they deal with a lot of these powder puff, you know, type dudes. And then when they get a real man like us that's going to stand up, like you say, Dante, they ready to call the police, child support, and everybody. Hey, man, where you come from? I ain't
know how to handle it
for the last 10 minutes. You know what I mean? So you got, you know, all different kinds of guys, you know, that they begging for, you know, the goodies. And they just, you know, break down. You know what I mean? Like, no manhood at all. I mean, and you know, it'd be like women just take all us men to be the same way.
Right.
Well, when we come back from a break, we're going to give the men and the ladies some advice, both from Dante and James. And I want anybody who has questions to call in to 888-815-9756. We'll be right back.